بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This is our 21st session from Arabic grammar review for level 1 class Arabic grammar review. And today the topic that we're going to be dealing with is broken plurals. Topic that we're going to be dealing with is broken plurals. Al-jam al-taksir. Al-jam al-taksir. I think last week at the end of the class we talked about this topic a little bit in the last few minutes of the class, and I was attempting to clarify what is the meaning of a wazn, a pattern or a scale, and how do they work in terms of in Arabic in general, and specifically in reference to the broken plurals. And those of you who were with us when we went through the Medina Book 1, then you remember in Lesson 13, for a few weeks, for 3 or 4 weeks, we went through 8 different patterns, or awzan, of broken plurals. And we looked at a number of examples for each pattern. So, yani the topic that we're going to deal with today is a review of yani broken plurals in general, those 8 patterns specifically, and 2 more patterns that we had in later chapters, and then they have also added a few extra patterns here yani that we didn't take in Medina Book 1. Okay, so we're going to look at all of those patterns today, inshallah, and probably in the next session, next week, bi-idhnillah. Next week, it's very possible, if the Eid is on Sunday, then obviously we would not have class on the Eid day. That's our only excuse to get away from the class. Because we're gonna be outside someplace celebrating Eid, making Salat and celebrating Eid. But if the class is not on Sunday, I mean if the Eid is not on Sunday, if it's on Monday, then we will have class next week. We will have class next week. Unless the Eid falls on Sunday. If it falls on Monday, we're going to have class, okay? So in any case, this today and in the next session, whether it's next week or the following week, we'll be looking at some of these patterns, how they work, and examples for each one. Okay, I'm just going to say a couple of things, and then we're going to go straight to the patterns that as they have them in the review book, okay? What I want to say is that before this, the topic that we dealt with previous to broken plurals, we dealt with the sound plurals. And we said at that time that plurals in Arabic are of 2 types. They are sound plurals and broken plurals. Sound plurals means that the word in its singular form remains intact, yani without any break in the structure of the word, and we just add to the end of it an ending for the sound plural. There's sound plurals for masculine sound plurals and feminine sound plurals. And we talked about both of them and how they are formulated. Yani that the masculine sound plural is formulated by adding any waw and noon, or ya and noon at the end of it, like muslimun becomes muslimuna or muslimina. And the feminine sound plural is formulated by changing the ta marbuta, and instead of a single yani fatha, short vowel, yani the ta at the end of the word is preceded by fatha alif. So muslima became muslimat. Okay, we talked about that in the last few classes. Masculine sound plural, feminine sound plural. Today we want to talk about the broken plural. And the broken plural has many patterns, probably more than 20 patterns. In Medina Book 1, in Lesson 13, we dealt with 8 patterns, and we dealt with 2 more in the chapters that followed it. So we actually took 10 patterns for broken plurals in Medina Book 1, Level 1. So in this review today, we're going to look at those 10 patterns, and we're going to look at the extra ones that they have added to it. Broken plural means that, unlike the sound plural, for example, we said, yani, the word Muslim, or the word Muslima, masculine or feminine, singular form of a noun. And if it is masculine sound plural, the word Muslim, we're going to add waw and noon to the end of it, or ya and noon, if it's mansub or majroor. So it became Muslimun, became Muslimuna. As far as the feminine singular, Muslima, then what happens is the ta marbuta is changed to ta maftuha, and it's preceded by fatta and alif. Yani the ta marbuta is removed, so from Muslima became Muslimat. That's the sound masculine and feminine plural, meaning the word, the original word remains intact. In a broken plural, the word is broke up, so there's something added to the middle of it. And maybe the middle and the end could be in the beginning and the middle, or the beginning, middle, and end. Okay, but the word does not remain intact. Structurally, it doesn't remain intact. And the vowels also may change. Okay, so the pattern that we're going to look at, each pattern, and we're going to see what changes in that word. Is there a letter added to the middle of it? Is there a vowel change in it on the beginning or middle or end? Yani these are the things we're going to look at. We're going to look at the internal change. For example, the example that we had last week was for the pattern fool. Fool. Fulun. Okay, and we said that the word sheikh, singular form, right, of the word sheikh, yani is composed of the letters sheen and ya and kha. Okay, we said that. What we want to do is we want to always look at the root of words. Okay, and see what the root. So the root here is sheen, ya, and kha. To follow this pattern, we have to make the first vowel, change it from fatha to dhamma. And the second letter, yani with sukoon, now takes dhamma also here. Fa, ayn, lam. And the last letter, yani, the vowel, of course, is going to depend on how it came in the sentence, right? But also, we see that this word is broken up. The first letter, fa, the second letter, ayn, and is followed by an extra letter. That's wow. This wow. Alright, so this pattern requires, yani, that the word, the second letter, be separated from the third letter by this extra wow. And the vowels are also changed from fatha and sukoon to dhamma and dhamma. So this word became, from sheikh, it became Shuyukh. Sheikh became Shuyukh. Okay, again, as I mentioned last week, yani the patterns of words are based on these three letters, Fa, Ayn, and Lam. The Fa of the word means the first radical. The first radical. How do you spell radical? Radical. C-R-A-D-I. C-A-L? D-I-C. Now, first radical. The ayn of the letter means the second radical. And the lam of the letter means the third radical. What do we mean radical? We mean the root letters. Yani the root letters. So if the root is sheen, ya, and kha. So sheen, the first radical, is called the fa of the word. The ya, the second radical, is called the ayn of the word. And the kha, the third radical, is called the lam of the word. So we're looking at the first radical is represented by fa in the pattern. The second radical is represented by ayn in the pattern. And the third radical is represented by lam in the radical. Lam. In the root of the word. Okay, so we have three radicals, first, second, and third. That means the root letters of a word. They are represented in the patterns by the letters fa, ayn, and lam. So every pattern is going to have fa, ayn, and lam, except that some patterns, yani for example, after this ayn, the second radical, we have an aleph. Okay, this one likewise. This one has also the second radical is doubled with shadda, in addition to being followed by aleph. This one has a hamza added to the beginning of it, and the second radical, the ayn, has an aleph. And this one, fool, the second radical is followed by waw. And this one, the voweling is changed, and the last letter, yani, we're adding ta marbuta to it. And this one, yani, the voweling is going to be dhamma, dhamma. And in this one, we have after the lam, the last letter, we have aleph added and hamza added. And this one we have hamza in the beginning And we have Aleph after the Lam and a Hamza after the Aleph that's added. So you can see in each radical, on each pattern, there are different things that are happening. Either there are letters added like Aleph here, or like Wow here, or in the beginning there may be a Hamza added like here, or a Hamza added like here, Yani. And also we see that the voweling is changing. So you have to pay attention to any letters that are added to the beginning, middle, or end. And you have to pay attention to the vowels for each radical. For the fa, what vowel is it taking? The ayn, what vowel is it taking? And the lam, what vowel is it taking? You have to pay attention to two things. Letters that are added, consonants that are added, and you also have to pay attention to the vowel changes for every pattern. Okay, like I said, in Medina Book 1, we took 8 patterns in Lesson 13, and I advise everyone who wants to review this topic thoroughly to go back and do Lesson 13, part by part, in 3 parts. We studied 10 patterns in Lesson 13, and we studied 2 more in the lessons that follow, making a total of 10. And then they have added a couple of other patterns here. We're going to look at each of these patterns. The main thing right now, I want to make sure that everybody understands, what do we mean by a pattern, a wezen? What do we mean? We mean that every pattern is going to be composed of fa, ayn, and lam. Okay? The fa means the first radical of the root of the word. The ayn means the second radical of the root of the word. And the lam means the third radical of the root of the word. Okay, so every pattern is going to have these 3 roots. Fa, ayn, lam. And then in addition to that, there may be a waw added, or an aleph added, or a shadda, or a hamza in the beginning, or a hamza in the end, or anything like this. Alright, so these are the things we want to pay attention to as we look at these patterns. Any question about the patterns themselves, how they work? Yani, the letters fa, ayn, and lam. Fa, ayn, and lam, they represent the first radical, the second radical, and the third radical. So when I say the fa of the word, I mean its first root letter, first radical. If I say the ayn, I mean the second radical, or the second root letter. And if I say the lam, I mean the third radical, or the third root letter. And yani, again, we're looking at letters that are added, aleph, waw, or ya, and we're also looking at vowels changes in the pattern. We have to follow those vowel changes carefully. Okay, last week we looked at one pattern. I'm going to look at it quickly, look at the examples that we wrote last week, and then we're going to go from the first pattern that they gave us here in these notes, we're going to go from the first of them to the last of them one by one, and look at the examples that they have given us. Okay, the pattern that we looked at last week was the pattern fu'ul, fu'ul. And this pattern, fu'ul, we're going to come to it over here, right? 1, 2, 3... The fourth pattern that they gave us. We looked at this pattern last week, fu'ul. And we said that this pattern requires that the first radical, the first root letter of the word, takes dhamma. And the second radical, the second root letter of the word, takes dhamma also. And then there's an extra letter added here, waw, elongating the dhamma. That's the pattern. First letter takes dhamma, second letter takes dhamma, that's elongated by this extra waw. Dhamma, dhamma, waw. That's the root. I mean, that's the pattern. Alright, so we took the word sheikh, singular word, sheikh, meaning a scholar, or a leader, or a ruler, or an older person. We took this word sheikh, and we said the root of it, the root letters are sheen, ya, and kha. Alright, sheen, ya, and kha. That's the root. And then we said the pattern requires what? Dhamma, dhamma, and waw. So the first letter takes dhamma, the second letter takes dhamma, and then the extra waw is added to elongate the dhamma. So it became shuyukh, shuyukhun. The second example that we did was the word daifun, daifun. Daifun means what? A guest, somebody who's your guest. Alright, we said that this word, its root is the letter bad, ya, and fa. So the pattern requires the first radical takes dhamma, second radical takes dhamma, elongated by waw. So dhad, and the first letter takes dhamma, Yeah, the second radical takes Dhamma, elongated by Wow. So we came with Du-yufun. Here, Shu-yufun. Here, Du-yufun. The third example that we gave was the word Haqlun. Haqlun means a feel, right? And we said that the root of this word is the letter Ha, first radical, Qaf, second radical, and Lam, the third radical. The pattern requires that the first radical take Dhamma. The second radical also takes Dhamma, elongated by Waw. So we came with what? Huqulun. Huqulun. Alright? Shuyukhun, Duyufun, and Huqulun. We're going to look at more examples for this pattern when we come over here to the fourth one. Alright, any question about the pattern, how it works, or this particular pattern, or anything else in reference to broken plurals? Any question? Okay, so again, what we're going to do today, and this is the most important thing, what we have discussed up until now. What is a pattern? A wezen? How does it work? What does it require of us? How do we use it? That's the important thing for this lesson. Because the only thing they're going to do in this lesson is give us some patterns. If you don't know how to use the pattern, it's no benefit. So you have to know how to use the pattern. You have to understand, what is a pattern? What is a wezen? How does it work? How do I use it? What does it require me to do? Okay? The pattern merely tells us that these three root letters, Fa, Ain, and Lam, have to be followed exactly the way they are in the pattern. The first root letter takes what vowel? The second root letter takes what vowel? Are there any other letters added? Aleph, Waw, Hamza, in the beginning, middle, or end? We have to follow that. That's what is required here. We're going to look at each pattern one by one. We're going to look at the examples, some of the examples that they gave, and then we'll take questions as we go. Now, again, I'm not clear on the question. No, the wezens, they're not in any sequence. They gave them in this order here. They gave first a fu'al and then fi'al. No, it's no sequence. And in the book we had first, I think, fu'ul and fu'ul. But it doesn't matter. There's no sequence for the patterns. There's just a lot of patterns. Some of them are more common, more regular than others. So, and it would have made sense for them to start with the most common pattern that has the most examples, and then the ones that are less common. But watch yourself there. That's okay. You're good. You're good. No. You were close to stepping on his recorder.
Oh, yeah, I didn't see that.
I didn't think you saw it. That's why I was saying watch out.
You're right.
But once you passed it, khalas, we was in the safe zone. Yeah.
For real.
Yeah. Allah yassir. Allah yu'afika. Tayyip, so, no, there's no special sequence. The patterns, you know, you just take them as you take them. In any book, they might start with any particular pattern. Okay, but like I said, what would have been better is that the pattern that they start with should be the most common pattern that you're going to see the most in Arabic language, right? And then the less common patterns. But in any case, we'll follow the order that they have just so that we don't have confusion going back and forth. Okay? We'll follow that the order that they have them in. In the Medina Book 1, they have them in a different order. And, you know, perhaps in another book they have a different order. Alright? Okay, any question about the patterns? Again, before we start, otherwise, we're going to take these examples, one pattern at a time, the examples that they gave us, and hopefully it will become clear as we start going through the patterns now. Huh? Yeah, those are patterns. Maf'ul, fa'il. Yani these are patterns, but these are not broken plural patterns. These are different kinds of patterns. Okay, there's all kinds of patterns in Arabic. There are patterns for nouns, and there are patterns for verbs. And there's different types of patterns for nouns. Different types of patterns. Fa'il and maf'ul, that's a pattern for nouns, but not for broken plurals. These are patterns for broken plurals. That's our topic today. The patterns specifically for broken plurals. Okay, there are many other patterns for nouns, but today we're not looking at that, okay? Alright.
Huh?
Excuse me?
No,
these are not for verbal nouns. No, there are patterns for verbal nouns also. These are not patterns for verbal nouns. These are patterns for broken plurals. Patterns for verbal nouns are different. Much different. That's called the masdar, the infinitive. But that's not what we're doing here. All right.
These are only nouns.
Huh? These are only nouns. These are only broken plurals.
Of nouns.
Yeah, there's different types of patterns for nouns and different types of patterns for verbs, right? As far as nouns, there's different categories of broken plurals for nouns. Okay, there's masdars for nouns. There are patterns for masdars. A lot of different patterns, right? No, these are not masdars. I'm saying that's one type of pattern for nouns. This is a different type of pattern for nouns. This is patterns for broken plurals only. All of these patterns are for broken plurals. These are not for masdars. Okay, so the only thing that we want to look at today is patterns for broken plurals. There are other types of patterns for other things. We're not going to look at those today. Now, yeah, okay, so these patterns can be used for singular words. Okay, singular words. And unlike in English, adjectives don't have plurals. But in Arabic, even adjectives, not just proper nouns or personal nouns or common nouns, but even adjectives in Arabic also have plurals. So we're talking here about nouns, including adjectives. Yes, also adjectives are included here. But the point is, though, whatever type of noun it is, the patterns that we're talking about here are only the broken plural patterns. Because nouns have any other patterns other than broken plural patterns. But we only want to look at the broken plural patterns. Okay, let's look at the first one here so that we can get started. First pattern that they gave us. And let's see what kind of examples they have given us for it. Okay, we're on page 29, right? On page 29. On the top of the page says the broken plurals. Al-jam'u at-taksiru. Al-jam'u at-taksiru. If we read from right to left, the first pattern that they gave us is fu'al. Okay, from right to left, the first pattern that they gave us is fu'al. Okay, so this pattern, yani, has fa, has ayn, and it has lam. The fa of this pattern takes dhamma. The ayn of this pattern takes shadda and fatha. And the lamb of this pattern, between the ayin and the lamb, there's aleph. Okay, so this pattern requires the first radical to take dhamma, the second radical to take shadda, fatta, and aleph. Shadda, fatta, and aleph. So it became dhamma, shadda, fatta, aleph, fu'al, with shadda on the ayin, fu'al. Alright? Okay, so the first example that they gave us is talib, the word talib. Talibun. Okay, what is the root of talibun? What are the three root letters? Three root letters. There's pa, and what? Lam, and ba. Pa, lam, and ba. Okay, this particular pattern requires that the first letter take what vowel? Dhamma. And the second letter take which vowel? Shadda with the fatta followed by aleph. So it became tullab. Tullabun. Alright? So what happened? We find the root first. There are four letters here, so we need three letters as the root. There are three radicals. The first root letter is Ta, the second one is Lam, and the third one is Ba. And we said that the easiest way to find the root of a word is to get rid of, the long vowels, yani Aleph, Waw, and Ya. Usually, the letters of increase are mostly these three letters, Aleph, Waw, and Ya. And sometimes a meme also. And there are actually 10 letters of increase, but the most common are the Aleph, Waw, and Ya. So usually if you get rid of that long vowel in a word, if there are four letters, that's the letter of increase. If you get rid of that, then you know the root. In this word, for example, is Ta, Lam, and Ba. The pattern requires what? This pattern requires Dhamma on the first letter, Shadda, Fatta, and Aleph for the second radical. So we have Dhamma, Shadda, Fatta, Aleph on the second radical. Tullab. Okay, the second example they gave us is Tajirun. The second example they gave us is Tajirun. Okay, this word, Tajirun. What is the meaning of Tajir? A merchant. And the root letters, if we get rid of the Aleph, Waw, or Ya, long elongating letter, then we end up with what? Ta, Jim, and Ra. Those are the root letters, alright? Okay, the pattern requires that we have Dhamma, Shadda, Fatta, Aleph. So we have Dhamma, Shadda, Fatta, Aleph. Right? So that comes up to what? What's this word? Tujjarun. Yani Dhamma, Shadda, Fatta, Aleph. Tujjar. The third example they gave us is Hajjun. The third example they gave us is Hajjun. Hajjun. Okay? Now, it looks like we have three letters here, right? Ha, Aleph, and Jim. But is that correct?
No.
Yani, this Jim here has Shadda. Huh? That means these are two separate root letters. Alright, so the root of this word actually is the letter Ha, and then there's Jim, and Jim again. That's the root. Ha, Jim, and Jim. This Aleph is an added letter. Okay, normally we said Aleph, Waw, and Ya are usually the letters of increase. So we have three root letters. We have Ha, Jim, and Jim. The pattern, alaykum salam, the pattern requires that the first radical, the Fa, takes Dhamma. The second radical, the Ain, takes Shadda, Fatta, elongated by Aleph. So it became Yani, what? Hujjaj. Hujjajun. Okay, Hujjaj. Dhamma, Shadda, Fatta, Aleph. Hujjaj. Tujjar, Tullab. Alright, you can hear the pattern in the words. Words that are from the same pattern. Tullab. Hujjaj. Huh? Tujjar. Yani they're all going to start with Dhamma. Tullab. Hujjaj. They're all going to start with Dhamma. And then they're all going to have a Shadda on the second letter. So that's why we have the second letter, Lam, has Shadda. Tullab. Tujjar. Hujjaj. And all of them are going to have that same kind of rhythm. Because they're all in the same pattern. Beginning with Dhamma and then a Shadda. And then a Shadda, and then elongating a Fatta. Hujjaj. Huh? Tullab. Tujjar. Okay, after this they gave us, the next example is Rakibun. The next example they gave us is Rakibun. 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 And we said that the root here, it's only three letters, so the root is easy, right? It's Ra, and it's Kaf, and it's Ba. And the pattern requires what? That the first letter, the first radical, first root letter takes what? Dhamma. And the second radical takes Shadda. Its vowel is Fatta, elongated by Aleph. So it became? Huh? Ruk. Rukkabun. What is the meaning of rukkab? Riders, passengers. Yani from raqib. Raqib, the one who is riding. Rukkab. The next example they gave us is what? Kafirun. Okay, this word, kafirun. Kafirun. The root of this word is what? Kaf, fa, and ra. Okay, because this is a letter of increase, this aleph here, right? So the pattern requires the first radical take what? Dhamma. The second radical takes shadda with the vowel fatta elongated by aleph. So it became kuffarun. What is a kafir? Disbeliever, unbeliever, non-believer. Okay, kuffar. This word kafir also has a sound plural, right? Sound plural. Just by adding waw and noon, it became kafirun. Kafirun. Okay, the last example they gave us is amil. The word amil. Amilun. What is an amil? A worker. Amil. Okay, its root is what? Ain, Mim, and Lam. Okay, this Aleph here is a letter of increase. And the pattern requires the first radical takes Dhamma. The second radical takes Shadda with Fatta, elongated by Aleph. So it became Ummalun. Ummalun. Workers. Workers. Alright? Okay, I want to just stop here for a second before we go to another pattern. And I want to make sure that the patterns are clear to, that this pattern is clear to us. The pattern merely means that we look at any letters that are added to the word. An aleph may be added, a waw may be added, a hamza could be added to the beginning, to the middle, or to the end. We also want to look at the vowel changes. And the pattern requires that the first radical takes a certain vowel, takes dhamma, takes fatha, takes kasra. Like in fi'al, the first radical takes kasra. In af'al, the first radical is preceded by hamza with fatha. So we have to pay attention. What is the vowel of the pattern? First radical takes which vowel? Second radical takes what vowel? Is there shadda? Is there a letter like aleph added? Is there a waw added? We have to pay attention to this, alright? So this pattern is a simple pattern for all. Okay, it is a common pattern for all. It requires that the first radical, the fa, take dhamma. The second radical, the ayn, take a shadda. And then that shadda, yani, has the vowel fatta that's elongated by an extra aleph that's added to it. We want to give a couple more examples for this pattern before we take the next one from some of the examples that we had previously. For this pattern, we also had the word hafiz. Hafiz. And we had the word hafiz. Hafiz means one who protects or preserves. One who protects or preserves. Or, yani hafiz, yani who memorized something, right? They protected or preserved it by memorizing it, preserved it in their heart. Hafiz. And a person memorized the Quran, memorized hadith, we say that's hafiz. Okay, this word hafiz, its broken plural is on the pattern of fu'al. Okay, what's the roots of this word? The letter ha, the letter fa, and the letter va. Okay, the pattern requires of us, this particular pattern, requires that the first radical take dhamma, the second radical take shadda, its vowel is fatta, elongated by aleph. So it became huffav. Huffavun. Huffav. Another example that we had previously is the word katib. Katib. What is a katib? A writer, person who writes. Katib. And the root of katib is what? Kaf, ta, and bear. Alright? This pattern requires that the first radical, the kaf, take dhamma. The second radical, the ta, take shadda. Its vowel is fatha, elongated by alif. So it became kuttabun. Kuttab. Alright, so these are a couple of extra examples that we looked at when we took this pattern, yani originally in the book. And one more is the word Malik. Malik. Yani the master, the one who has absolute complete control. And the word Malik, yani, it's composed of, we get rid of the extra letter, we have Meem, and we have Lam, and we have Kaf. And this pattern requires the first letter, the Meem take Dhamma. The second letter, the Lam, take Shadda. Its vowel is Yani Fatha, elongated by Alif. It became Mullaq. Mullaq. Alright, so these are examples of the pattern Fu'al, Yani Mullaq, Huffaz, Kuttab, Kuffar, Ummal, Rukkab. Yani all of them, what do they have in common? They all begin with Dhamma. The second radical in all of them is increased by Shadda, the vowel Fatha elongated by Alif. That's a pattern. Okay? That's our first pattern. Fu'al. Fu'al. Tullab. Hujjaj. Naam. Any question? Okay, let's look at the second pattern. Second pattern that they gave us. By the way, whoever wasn't here with us when we originally took these patterns, then let me encourage you to memorize these patterns. To memorize each one of the patterns with at least two or three examples for that pattern. So that when you study that pattern, you study it with some examples. You're going to memorize with that pattern. Okay, so for this first pattern, Fu'al, try to have a couple of examples, like talib, tullab, like tajir, tujjar. Try to have a couple of words that you're going to use as examples for that pattern and memorize those words and study them together with the pattern. Okay, the second pattern that they gave us is fi'al. The second pattern that they gave us is fi'al. And in this pattern, fi'al. By the way, some broken plural patterns are mamnu min as-sarf. Some broken plural patterns are mamnu min as-sarf. Not all of them, some of them. So today, inshallah, we're going to look at, perhaps, if we reach them, we're going to look at a couple of patterns, broken plural patterns that are mamnu min as-sarf. So the broken plural pattern that's mamnu min as-sarf, you will notice that doesn't have tanween at the end of it, like Fu'ala'u doesn't have tanween because mamnu min as-sarf. And the same thing with af'ila'u. And these two broken plural patterns that we had in lesson 13 are both mamnu min as-sarf. So you notice that the end of the last letter has a single vowel because it doesn't take tanween. It's mamnu min as-sarf. Okay, remember, words that are mamnu min as-sarf, they don't take tanween. And if they are majroor, they don't take kasra. They take fatha instead of kasra. Okay, as a secondary sign of being majroor. Okay, so this is a normal broken plural pattern. It's not mamnu min as-sarf. It takes tanween, like normal words. Okay, fi'al. Okay, what does this pattern require of us? It requires that the first letter take kasra, the first radical. And the second radical take fatha. That's elongated by alif. That's it. Kasra, Fatta, Alif. No Shadda, no Hamza, no other changes. Kasra, Fatta, Alif. Fi'al, Fi'al. Alright, the first example they gave us for this one is the word Rajulun. Yani Rajulun. What is the meaning of rajulun? A man, rajul. Okay, the root is clear. There are no extra letters here, right? The root is ra, jim, and lam. This pattern requires what? The first radical, the ra, takes kasra. The second radical, the ayn of the letter, here in this case, which is jim, takes fatta, elongated by alif. So it became what? Rijalun. And the flow of rajul, rijalun. All of rajul, rijalun. The second one is kabir. Yani the second word they gave us is kabir. What is the meaning of kabir? Big or large or great, like this, huh? Kabirun. And the root, we have 1, 2, 3, 4 letters here, so we don't know what's the root. The root is kaf, ta, and ra. The ya here is the added letter. Remember we said that? Usually the added letter, more commonly than anything else, is going to be alif, waw, or ya. So here, most of these first examples that we had, there was alif. But now we see that there's an extra letter here, it's ya. Okay, the three letters that are used for elongation of the vowels are most commonly the added letters in words. Okay, so we got rid of this ya. We have kaf, ba, and ra. Kaf, ba, and ra. Okay, so this pattern requires of us what? That the first radical takes kasra. And the second radical takes fatha. That's elongated by alif. Alright, so it became what? Kibarun. Kabir, kibarun. Kabir, kibarun. Rijalun. What's the common pattern here? And the pattern requires that the first letter takes kasra. So we see kibar, rijal. And the second letter takes fatha with elongation by alif. So that's why we have what? Rijalun. Kibarun. Okay, all the words from this pattern are going to have that same rhythm. Kasra, fatha, alif. Alright, the third example that they gave us here for this pattern is saghir. Saghirun. And the fourth one is qasirun. And the fifth one is tiwalun. I'm sorry, tawilun. That's the plural, tiwal. Tawilun. Or tawilun. Okay, let's look at these three words here. Saghirun. Okay, what is the root of saghir? Get rid of this letter, ya, extra letter. We have sad. And we have ghain, and we have ra. What is the root of qasir? What is the root of qasirun? Qaf, sad, and ra. And what is the root of tawil? Ta, waw, and lam. Okay, we see we got rid of ya, ya, ya. All of these have that in common. Not all broken plural patterns, not all of the words of a broken plural pattern have the same pattern in the singular form. Yani these have the same pattern in the singular. Kabir, saghir, qasir, huh? These three anyway. This one and also this one, yeah, tawil. Alright, but that's not always the case. You're not going to always find that because words have the same broken plural pattern, that in the singular form they also have the same pattern. Not always. That may happen. Sometimes it's true, sometimes it's not. What they have in common is when they are in the plural form. Okay, let's look at this word saghir. It's yani the pattern requires of us what? That the first letter take kasra and the second letter take fatha with elongation. So it became what? Sigharun. And this one, qaf, sad, ra. The qaf takes what? Kasra, the sad takes fatha alif, it became qisarun. And this one, ta, the ta takes kasra, the waw takes fatha, elongated by aleph, became tiwalun. Tiwalun. Alright, so we have here, rijalun, kibarun, sigarun, qisarun, tiwalun. Tiwalun. They gave us a few more examples for this pattern also. They gave us daifun, jabalun, kalbun, bahrun, baladun, and sa'abun. So let's look at these words also, okay? Daifun. Ba. Daifun. And after that, jabalun. Jabalun. And after that, qalbun. And bahrun. And baladun. And sa'abun. Okay, so what do we want to do here? What we want to do is we want to look at the root and figure out what's the root of the word. And then after we figure out the root of the word, then we want to follow the pattern. Take the root letters, the first radical, second radical, alaykum salam wa rahmatullah, third radical, and follow the pattern. Okay, so the first word here is da'ifun. Da'ifun. Okay, what is the meaning of daif? Weak. Daifun. Okay, what's the root of the word daifun? What are the root letters? Okay, let me get rid of this. Yeah, the root letters. First one is odd. And the second one is ayn. And the third one is fa. Okay, the ya is the extra letter. Same thing here, we only have three letters, so we know the root is jim, ba, and lam. In this word, we only have three letters, so we know it's kaf, lam, and ba. But we said that the first letter, daifun, or the first word, daifun, its root is dad, Ain and Fa. The Ya is a letter of increase. The second word, Jabalun, its letters are clear. It's only three letters, Jim, Ba, and Lam. Walaykum salam. The third word, Kalbun, only has three letters, so we know it's Kaf, Lam, and Ba. This word, Bahrun, it only has three letters, so we know it's Ba. We know that its root is Ba, and Ha, and Ra. And this word also only has three letters, we know the root is Ba, Lam, and Del. And this word only has three letters, so we know that it's Sad, Ain, and Ba. So the root of most of these words are easy. There's nothing to figure out. It's just a matter of identifying the root. And those roots, that only the words that only have three letters, the root is clear, right? Okay, so if we follow the pattern that we're talking about here, is we're talking about Fi'al. It takes Kasra. The second radical takes Fatta, elongated by Aleph. Yani fi'al, fi'alun. Alright, so for the first one, yani dad, ayn, ya will become what? Will become kasra, fatha, alif, di'afun, di'af. Okay, the second one, jabal, become what? Jibalun, yani kasra, fatha, alif, jibalun. The third one, qalbun, becomes Kilabun. Kilabun. Kasra. Fatha. Alif. This word, Bahrun, became Biharun. Kasra. Fatha. Alif. Biharun. The next word is Baladun, became Biladun. And the last one, Sa'ab became Si'abun. Sa'ab, okay? What is the meaning of Da'if? Weak. Jabal, a mountain. Kalb, a dog. Bahar, what? River. Bahar is a sea. Naam. River is a nahar. Nahar. Bahar. Balad, a city or town or country. And sahab means hadha ad-darsu sa'abun. This lesson is difficult. And it's not really difficult, it's just a lot to memorize. It's a lot to memorize, okay? These are the examples that they gave us for this pattern. The pattern of fi'al. The pattern of fi'al. طيب. Any question about this pattern? Or meaning of any of these words? Although, it's not required that you memorize all of these examples, but at least you should know the meanings of the words, even if you don't memorize all the examples. But every pattern, you should have at least a couple of examples. Common words for this pattern are like kabir, saghir, qasir, tawil, yani big and small, short and tall. Those are common words. Or rajul, rijal, yani jabal, jibal. These are common words. But pick whatever words you want. Memorize the pattern. Fi'al. I memorize examples. Kilab, rijal, jibal, like this. Whatever examples you want to take from it. Okay, the next pattern that they gave us is what? Af'al. Af'al. Okay, this pattern, af'al. Okay, what does this pattern require? Well, this is the fa of the root, the first radical. This is the ayn, the second radical, and this is the lam, the third radical. So we see that we have added here what? We have a Hamza with Fatha. And then the first radical, the Fa of the root, the first root letter takes Sukoon. And if we add Hamza with Fatha, the first radical is going to take Sukoon. The second radical is going to take Fatha, elongated by Aleph. Alright, so what we have here, we have this Hamza added at the beginning. The first radical takes Sukoon, the second radical takes Fatha with Aleph. Fatha elongated by Aleph. So we have Hamza with Fatha as its vowel. First radical taking Sukoon. Walaikum salam. First radical takes Sukoon. Second radical takes Fatha Aleph. Sukoon, Fatha Aleph. Any Hamza in the beginning with Fatha and Sukoon, Fatha Aleph. Sukoon, Fatha Aleph. Okay, so af'al, the first example they gave us is Waladun. And the first example they gave us is Waladun. And the second example they gave us is Ibnun. And the third example they gave us is Ammun. And the fourth example they gave us is Zawjun. And the fifth example they gave us is Abun. And then they gave us a lot more examples. We'll come to them, inshallah, little by little. Okay, a couple of these words are a little bit irregular, so we have to pay attention carefully to them, right? The first example is Waladun. According to the pattern, and in the pattern of Af'al, we have to add to the beginning of it Hamza with Fatha, Sukoon, Fatha Aleph. So as far as this word Waladun, we have to add a Hamza, and this is the word Waladun. We have to add a Hamza to the beginning of it with fatha. First radical takes sukun. Second radical takes fatha, elongated by aleph. So it became what? Aulad. Auladun. Okay, the second one. Any walad means what? A child. Sometimes they use it more commonly for a boy, but it means a child. Okay, the second one, ibnun. Okay, this word, ibnun. Ibnun. Okay, what does the pattern require? The first thing that we have to say is what? And you notice that the first letter of this word is really an added letter. It's not from the root. Okay? Pay attention to that. The first letter of this word is not from the root. It's really Hamzatul Wasl. So this Hamzatul Wasl, this is irregular, because this Hamzatul Wasl here is really not from the root of the word. But rather the root is Ba and Noon. The root is Ba and Noon. Alright? So actually, when we look at the pattern, what we want to do with the Hamzatul Wasl, we don't need it. Because we have something in the beginning now, right? What do we have in the beginning? We have Hamza with Fatha. So we don't need this letter here. So now, in place of the Hamzatul Wasl, we're going to put what? The regular Hamza with Fatha. Alright? The first radical takes Sukoon. The second radical takes what? Aleph. Huh? Takes Aleph. Takes Fatha. Elongated by Aleph. Here, because of the irregularity of this word, the original root of it, we don't see the third root, letter of the root is Waw. And that Waw, because we don't see it here, it's going to be replaced by Hamza at the end. It's going to be replaced by Hamza at the end. So this word, again, is irregular, but the pattern is Hamza with Fatha. First radical takes Sukoon, second radical takes Fatha Aleph. Alright? So it became Abnaun. Okay, where did this Hamza come from? This Hamza came in place of the Waw in the original root that's not seen. It's not seen. Okay, so this word is irregular, but it is following the pattern of Af'al. Af'alun Abnaun. Okay, it's just an irregular word. We only see the Ba and the Noon. But we don't see the whole root of the word. But in any case, this is an irregular word. Okay, the next one is Am. Yani the root of Am is Ayn, Meem, and Meem, right? Shadda on that Meem means that's part of the root. That there are two Meems in the root. Okay, so if we have this, okay, so what does this pattern require of us to do? The first thing, we add Hamza with Fatha in the beginning. The first radical takes what? Sukoon. The second radical takes what? Fatha elongated by Aleph. So it became what? Became A'mamun. A'mamun. What is the meaning of Am? Uncle. What kind of uncle?
Paternal
uncle. What do we mean by paternal uncle? The father's brother. An uncle from the father's side. Your father's brother is called Am. Ammun. Okay, so the plural is A'mam. The next word is Zawjun. Yani the root is clear, right? There's Zay, Waw, and Jeem. And this pattern requires what? That we add Aleph to the beginning. I mean Hamza with Fatha. The first radical takes Sukoon. The second radical takes Fatha elongated by Aleph. So it became Azwajun. And the last example they gave us here is also irregular, right? You only see two letters. Okay. What we have here, and we have Hamza, and we have Ba. And the pattern requires what? That we add to the beginning of it a Hamza with Fatha. And then, yani, the second radical should take, the first radical should take Sukoon. First radical should take Sukoon. Second radical should take Fatha, elongated by Aleph. Okay, again, we only see two letters in the root here, but the first letter of the root should take sukoon preceded by hamza with fatha. The second radical should take fatha elongated by aleph, and because the third letter, as in abana, we don't have it, we don't see it in the root, we're adding this hamza here. So this became yani hamza with fatha, hamza with sukoon written as Ahmed. And then we have ba with fatha elongated, aba'un. Okay, again, ibn and ab, both of them are irregular words. We don't see the full root, so there's a little bit of maybe unclarity here. But if you look at the pattern, you see yani in abna'un, you see the pattern, afa'al. And also in aba'un, you see a'ba'un. Except that the second hamza with sukoon is not written. Instead of writing two hamzas, one with fatha and one with sukoon, and we said what? This hamza with fatha followed by hamza with sukoon is written like this. A-ba-un. A-ba-un. A-ba-un means what? Fathers. Abana'un means sons. Now, they gave us a few more examples. Let's just look at them quickly and then we'll stop. The rest of the examples that they gave us for af'al, ababun, nahrun, yawmun, they gave us a lot of examples. Now, let's see if we can take a few of them at least. And the first one is what? Babun. Babun. Babun, and the second one is what? Nahrun. Nahrun. And after that is what? Yawmun. And after that is what? Launun. Launun. And then Matarun. Waqtun. And Sahib. Sahibun. And Ismun, another irregularity. Ismun. And then Tiflun. Tiflun. And Mithalun. And Nurun. Okay, let's try to look at some of these quickly. First thing, right? What is the root of Bab? What do we see in the root? We see Ba and we see Ba. Okay? Yani, within its root, and this aleph here would be originally a waw. Okay, but this is irregular, so it's not easy for you to know about this. But in any case, we see the ba and we see the ba. Okay? And nahr is clear, right? There's noon, there's ha, and there's ra. And yawmun, there's what? There's ya. There's waw. Okay, but the waw is going to become a ya also. Let's put a ya here. And then there's meem. Yani laun, we see what? Lam, waw, and noon, right? Matar is clear, meem, pa, and ra. Waqt is what? Waw, qaf, and ta. And sahib is sad, ha, and ba. And ism, we only see the seen and the meem, right? Tifl is clear, fa, fa, and lam. Mithal, there's meem, fa, and lam, and nur, ani noon, waw, and ra. Alright, just quickly, let's just try to follow any the pattern, and we'll stop with this. And if we the pattern that we're talking about here is what? The pattern of af'al. Any the first letter before is going to take hamza, right? Going to take hamza before the first letter. take Hamza, and the second letter is going to take Sukoon, the third letter is going to take Fatha Aleph. So it became what? Huh? Abwab. Abwab. The second one, put Hamza in the beginning, Sukoon on the first letter, Fatha elongated by Aleph, became Anhar. This one is really irregular, and it takes Hamza in the beginning, Sukoon on the first letter, Fatha Aleph became Ayyam. Yani this one, Hamza in the beginning, Sukoon, Fatha Aleph, Alwan, Hamza in the beginning, Sukoon, Fatha Aleph became Amtar, Hamza in the beginning, Fatha, Sukoon, Fatha Aleph, Awqat, Yani Saad, Ha, Ba, Hamza in the beginning, Sukoon, Fatha Aleph, Ashab, Yani Seen and Meen, Hamza in the beginning, Fatha, Aleph. Here, because we only have two root letters again, we have this Hamza in the end, Asma, and then we have Tifl, Tifl, right? Ta, Fa, Lam, Yani Hamza with Sukoon, Fatha, Aleph, Atfal, and what? Mithal, Meem, Fa, Lam, Yani Hamza in the beginning, Sukoon, Fatha, Aleph, Amthal, and Noor, Yani Hamza in the beginning, Sukoon, Fatha, Aleph, Anwar. What we're doing here in this pattern is we're placing Hamza with Fatha in the beginning. The first radical of the root takes Sukoon. Second radical of the root takes Fatha, elongated by Aleph. That's what we did in each one of them. Hamza with Sukoon, Hamza with Fatha, Sukoon, Fatha, Aleph. Hamza with Fatha, Sukoon, Fatha, Aleph. Hamza with Fatha, Sukoon, Fatha, Aleph. That's what we did. And we just followed the pattern. Put Hamza with Fatha before the first radical, first root letter. The second, the actual first radical takes Sukoon. That's why it's what? Pattern Af'al. First, and we precede the first radical with Hamza with Fatha. The first radical itself, first root letter takes Sukoon. Second one takes Fatha Aleph. Af'al. Huh? So from that we got Abwab, we got Awlad, Yani, and so on. Anhar, Ayyam, Alwan, Atfal, and so on. Okay, any question about this pattern? These are the examples that they gave us for this pattern now. Some of them are irregular. Words that are irregular, we only see two root letters. We have to pay attention to those words and try to. And if you don't know the actual real root of it and you don't know how to figure it out, just memorize the word as it is. Memorize. Yani Ibn, its plural is Abna. Yani Abun, its plural is Aba. You have to like this. Ism, its plural is Asma. Naam. The meanings you said? The meaning of what? Yani a lot of rain, amtar. And if it rained a lot, they'll say amtar. Yani time, I think in English you have times, right? What are the times of the prayer? Times, right? In any case, it is important to know the meaning of the words. Okay, we're not just learning patterns and learning words for those patterns and we don't know the meaning of them. But we have to try to learn the meanings. If not, yani for every word, at least as many as possible. Again, for every pattern, you should learn at least two or three examples with each pattern. Some of these patterns have a lot of words. So you can pick the words that you might already be familiar with. Words that you already know in the singular, maybe. And just memorize the plural with it. As opposed to memorizing a word that you don't know from the beginning. You didn't even know the singular. So start with the words that you already know and learn their plural, attach it to a certain pattern that it belongs to with a couple of other examples so that you have at least two or three examples for each pattern. Again, let me just remind us that this is a review, right, of broken plurals. We're not studying this for the first time. So if you are hearing this for the first time, obviously it might be a little overwhelming. You might feel like, wow, this is a lot of information. But in reality, what we want you to take from this, if this is not a review for you, all I want you to retain from this class today, this topic, I want you to understand, what is a wezen? What is a pattern? I want you to understand that, at least. If you understand how the wezen works, and how we apply it to a particular word, if we know that waladun comes from the pattern af'al, so how do we apply this pattern to the word walad? By adding hamza to the beginning, sakoon on the first letter, fatta alif on the second radical, and you get awlad. Okay, I want you to just understand the pattern. How does it work? How does it function? How do we apply it? If you got that, then that's the foundation. After that, if you could take a couple of patterns from today's class, even if it's just two or three of them, and memorize at least two or three patterns. Maybe not all, any 10 that we took in book one, but memorize at least two or three. Each of them with two or three examples. That's possible. If you do that, you have a start. Maybe in the next week, we'll be going over this topic a little further next week, inshallah, or the following week. And if next Sunday is the Eid, we'll be praying Eid Salat, we will not be coming for class. If it's the Eid, alayhi salam. But if the Eid is on Monday, we're going to have class. If the Eid is on Monday, I hope it's clear, really. I hope nobody says I was confused, I didn't know. If the Eid comes on Sunday, we're not going to have class. We're going to have Eid, right? Otherwise, we're going to have class. Okay, so by next week, inshallah, if the Eid is not on Sunday, we will have class. And by then, you should have memorized at least a couple of patterns, two or three patterns, following week, two or three patterns, till you get at least most of them, if not all of the patterns that we took in Medina Book 1, which were 10 patterns, 8 of them in Lesson 13, and then 2 more later on. Okay, we're going to stop here so we can perform our sunnah prayers. And inshallah, after the salat, we have a few minutes, right? Because this class goes up to 2 o'clock. Or is it? No, it goes to 1:30. I'm sorry. This class goes to 1. So this is the end of this class. We're not going to come back after salat. Unless you're coming for book 2, level 2 fiqh. Alright, so please study the pattern. Learn some of the patterns. Learn some of the examples. And try to utilize this time that we have between now and the next class as best you can. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.